Welcome, everyone, to a very special episode of We Have Issues. This is special for two reasons. First of all, this is episode 100 for
what
We Have Issues. Episode 100 as an independent podcast, that is. The rest of our history has been erased, but we are here and all of these are ours and ours alone, and I'm very excited to have that. But the other reason that this is very special is this is the Remy Awards. What are the Remy Awards, I hear you ask? Elsway does a shot as we get going. The Remys are our end of the year awards that we like to give out. It's the third year for the Remys, and it stands for Recognition of Excellence in Media's Multiple Industries. I'm very excited to do this. We just recorded our one for our other show, Jukebox Vertigo. Make sure to check that out. And now we're going to record this one. We were joined on that other episode by our co-host, Amanda, but on this one, we are going to be joined by our producer, Liz.
Yes.
Hello. Oh, damn it.
That is our clock. Waiting for the moment for Liz to,
I know, right?
To start barking.
Woo-hoo. Okay, anyways, my new intro is hello.
Good. That's what Amanda says. So that's good. And then, of course, I'm joined by my stalwart sidekick, who is always at my side, Josue.
Sweet. The less pressure Remy's, but also my favorite. I fucking love it now. Now I fucking love the Remy's.
Yes. I'm very excited. We're not going to waste your time. We're going to go in. Just to let you know the Remy's work, we are going to nominate who we think should be nominated in the categories, but it's up to you, the public, to vote. We'll talk about how to vote at the end of the episode. But we only do the nominations, and we get one vote each. We do not load the ballots, so this is all up to you. So I'm very excited. We are going to jump in. Liz is going to be here for a couple categories, but once we get into the nitty-gritty, she's going to step back, and me and Josue are going to take over. But we're going to start with the comic book movie adaptation of the year. Now, this could be Marvel DC. This could be an independent comic. This could be a manga interpreted into into an anime movie. Whatever it is, as long as it's something we normally review, it's something that will count. And I do believe Liz has at least one nomination for this category. And what is that, Liz?
Black Adam!
Yeah!
The only movies that DC is putting out that knows it's a comic book movie and actually likes that it's a comic book movie. Black Adam. The movie is hilarious once you get past the first 25 minutes, which sounds crazy. Yeah. That's like a quarter of a third of the film. But no, seriously, that movie was fun. I like the Shazam movies, and it's nice to see DC making something that feels like they actually like being a comic book film. So, yeah.
Nice. That's one of the reasons I wanted you on this episode, because I know neither of us would probably think of Black Adam, but I knew you really enjoyed it, so I wanted to make sure you're on here to give it a shout out.
Yes.
So, next up, me and Josue are going to alternate picks. I'm going to let Josue go first.
Werewolf by Night. It was beautiful. I fucking love that.
I have not seen it yet. We really need to watch it.
You have to. I mean, good thing I've watched it for you enough times, but it is, I love the artistic approach, direction for it. Guile was just amazing. The MU involved into the MCU is just going to be fantastic. Please watch this. Please watch this soon.
Yeah. We got to watch that in the Guardians holiday special, which are both out.
I still haven't seen that one either.
Yeah. My first pick, this is a pick for me. This is not going to win because the internet's mean, but I don't care. I loved it. Thor: Love and Thunder. Great movie.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it. I don't care that the special effects didn't look perfect. Why is that suddenly the reason that movies are good or bad? That's so fucking stupid. So anyways, Josue, your second pick.
It was just a too many GNR songs. That's it.
It's a theme. Doesn't matter. Move on.
No, other songs for the theme could have worked for the theme better.
Don't criticize my pick. What's your second?
My second one. Shit. So I only get one more. Well, I mean, okay, cool.
I mean, the one that gets... I have room for three if you have three. So nominate them in the order you want them nominated.
Okay. I mean, I just have to shout it out. Multiverse of Madness. That's my fun one that you hate.
Okay.
I didn't hate it. That one came out this year? Dang.
I didn't hate it. I just didn't think it was like the best, like a lot of people.
I mean, I was up with it until like, but I was rooting for Wanda, so you know,
yeah.
Like literally, it was perfect until like the last 5 minutes.
It was just the Sam Raimi of it all to me. That's all that bothered me.
Oh yeah, Keith's a hater on Sam
Raimi. Yeah, no, I liked it because of that.
Yeah, I liked it too. I was actually gonna say. I was about to say Black Adam. I liked it because it felt like a Sam Raimi.
I'm really curious to see where Josue's next nomination goes. Now, because my second pick is The Kingsman.
See, I didn't see that.
The prequel to The Kingsman: Secret Service. And it was really good. I really enjoyed it. I only watched it like 2 weeks ago. I finally sat down and watched it. I'm like, this is fucking great. So, yeah. Josue, you have one pick left.
Yeah, but that makes me curious. What else would you have if I have one pick?
I have two. And the fact that you didn't mention either of these yet is very strange to me.
Well, I mean, yeah, because I thought, okay. I mean, I just wanted to put this one down before I was everybody's first pick. Yeah, but this was just really good, too. But yeah, I'm going to have to go with Black Panther, Wakanda Forever.
Okay.
Agreed.
Wakanda Forever. Okay, that's one of them. am I going to change it? I might have to change my pick just because it's not right that this isn't on here. Even though it's not my favorite, it should be nominated. Yeah, I'm going to do it because if we put this poll up without this on here, people are going to go freaking out. Spider-Man No Way Home. Remember we said as long as it's in theaters at the beginning of the year.
Oh, that's right.
It came out in December, but it was still in theaters. Yeah,
no, it was just really good.
So that's why I added that rule. So it's strictly for this one. So.
I forgot about that rule.
Yeah, that's why I was like, what's this way thinking? Okay.
It's just like, despite the one character major flaw, I thoroughly enjoyed the Batman.
Oh yeah, I wanted to nominate that one.
we could throw that in as your second nomination, Liz.
Yeah, there we go.
That was the other one. I was like, no one's gonna talk about the Batman. Like,
yeah,
I was,
Batman. Yeah,
I was really curious.
I like their interpretation of Batman and the fact that Robert Pattinson did a good job. Like, I'm not totally. He did a really good job.
It's just like the same thing for Keith and I. It's just like the Riddler of it all. That was just like a very drastic approach. But other than that, I really enjoyed everything else about that movie.
Also, it was too long, but just
not long enough. I say.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Next up, I don't believe Liz has a nomination for Comic Book Show of the Year. Is that correct, Liz?
No, just Beetle Boys. You're gonna go throw that in there.
Oh, The Boys. Yeah, totally. Yeah. We'll let you have that.
Yeah, which it continues to be better than the source material. So it continues. Yeah,
I mean, good.
That's a low bar.
Right.
So,
funny? I mean, I'm not going to nominate it because you know how I feel at the show, but The Walking Dead did end this year. So
we're very aware. I should mention when me and Liz discussed this before, there were several things that just missed the cutoff that we both thought of, including Why the Last Man. And Invincible were both at the end of the year last year. So, and then neither of us watched Paper Girls, or I'm sure we'd nominate them. So, but anyways, hopefully we might be doing that. We'll see. My first pick, because I get to go first this time, is Sandman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fucking great. I'm not even going to elaborate. It's Sandman. It's fucking amazing. And so happy it was renewed. Amazing. So excited. Josue, you're next.
I'm gonna go with Miss Marvel from the get-go. It was probably the
best Marvel show they've done.
I think. I mean, I still have yet to sit down and watch She-Hulk. A lot of these are just because I don't have the time to watch the shows right now. And She-Hulk was like the last thing I had to binge. But Miss Marvel, like I was so happy following this one week to week. And yeah, from the get-go, like the first episode just has such a great style to it.
Yeah. Well, that was my second pick, so I'm dropping down to She-Hulk, which I really thoroughly enjoyed, and everybody should watch. It's very funny. It's completely different than anything else Marvel's ever done. And Tatiana Maslany's great. She's just fantastic. And Daredevil. Who doesn't love Daredevil? So, yeah, She-Hulk is my second pick. Josue, what's your second pick?
Second pick is going to go to Moon Knight. Moon Knight was also fun.
That was my next pick too.
I like Moon Knight enough as well, and even to like the I forget her name, but like the one she gets like the wings at the end. It was so fucking fun, and actually just exploring that world from like even from, if it was such a different angle, I still wanted more in the end because yeah, there's so much to explore there.
Yeah. Do you have a third? I do, but I don't want to put a third unless you also have a third.
No, it's more of an honorable mention, really, because I didn't really see it, but it just sucks that, yeah, Paper Girls just got canceled when it was at the moment where it could really just explode into something else, but I don't
Let's
really
make
have
it an honorable one. Mention then, and I'll make mine an honorable mention because I didn't watch it, but it's the last season of The Flash.
Oh, okay. You
know, I had to give a shout out to that, so. Well, we'll just leave it at those five then, so. All right, our next category, and we're going to turn to Liz for the main reason she is here. Liz, as you guys know, does not listen to or does not read a ton of comics, but she reads a billion webtoons and is always giving us recommendations. So we're giving Liz her own category, Best Webtoon of the Year. So if you want to go and explain your picks, you already sent it to me, so I'm going to copy it over. But yeah, go and explain it to the people.
Yeah, so I stuck with just on the Webtoon app this time around just to kind of narrow it down because I read a lot of comics from not just on Webtoon. But number one, second year in a row, I'm going to nominate Lore Olympus by Rachel Smith because it's still going strong. It is wrapping up its third season and final season. And it's been highly enjoyable, and we're finally just getting to the part where there's just lots of kissing. So
it's getting saucy.
It's getting steamy in here, so we're starting to have sensor steam butterflies coming back. So, you know, finally, all that payoff. You know, it's like when you read a slow burn, and it's just finally starts to get to the burn, and you're like, yes. second pick I'm gonna do is. Batman Wayne Family Adventures, because that's the slice of life, you know, daily comic, and that's it's DC's probably best comic, the best Batman comic that Definitely. They're putting out consistently.
It really is.
And it's the only one that I feel like finally, after all those years of liking Batman and being like, man, they don't do the characters justice in the comics. I hate it. It's like finally you get a story, the writers and crew do the characters justice. And everybody's included, you know, even like all the all the Bat kids are included.
They just added Harper in the most recent one.
Yeah. So you liked DC before the New 52, read Batman Wayne Family Adventures. And plus all the other stuff that DC is putting on Webtoon. Like it's
You haven't read Red Hood Outlaws yet. You need to.
Yeah, and I saw the Vixen New York City one. I mean, I'm just gonna give everything a try.
Yeah. All right, awesome.
All right. Next, I've got Shotgun Boy by Carnie Kim. Shotgun Boy takes place in the Sweet Home universe. If you watch the show on Netflix, it was a webcomic first. And there's two sequels to Sweet Home. So there's, the first sequel, I think, to Sweet Home. So this is a prequel where it actually literally connects to the very beginning events of Sweet Home at the end. And it just finished this year. It was fucking great. This is like a thriller type. And it's great. It's a great story where basically, like, this, you know, it takes place before. And it's about this kid who's being bullied, like, terribly. He's literally fantasizing about coming to school and killing all of his classmates. He's like fantasizing. It opens up with him fantasizing about being a school shooter, so it's like super dark. And then, of course, you know, they're on this school trip and monsters come and he has to kill his classmates. But it's much better than having to
tell. How convenient.
I know, it's all about like connecting with, you know, people. It is not him fulfilling his fantasy of being a school shooter, I should say. So it actually gets really good. And there's a lot of good stuff there that ties into Sweet Home. And it just makes you want to read everything again. And it sets it up so that there's got to be a third one. I mean, like, it's got to be a trilogy to wrap up the story, I think. So I'll be looking forward to whenever that launches. Third, I've got True Beauty by Yang Yi. This one I didn't think I was gonna like. I read it a long time, a while ago, and it just finished its run this year as well. True Beauty is about this, well, it starts with this girl in high school who's like not conventionally attractive. She's got like acne scars and she just doesn't, you know, she's not confident and she's getting bullied. And she just starts obsessively watching like makeup tutorials, learns how to do her makeup. And she's one of those girls now that can completely transform her entire face with makeup to make her like super cute and pretty. And it's kind of like deals with that. Like it's like, at the same time, she's a big like horror comic nerd and, you know, I don't know. It got really good. It actually deals a lot with like the dysphoria that she kind of feels like where, you know, is she lying to people by not showing her face? Like she's so upset about showing her true face to even just her friends that she has panic attacks, you know, because she's like expecting to be rejected. And it deals a lot with that. And also there's, you know, two dudes that of course are in love with her. So it has that romance as well. And it just got adapted as a K-drama show that I think I'm thinking about watching.
Is it on Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, because it starts in high school, but it, you know, it goes all the way to when she's in college, and it's just, it's also really funny and goofy, and it's a fun one.
Nice.
Last, I've got Castle Swimmer by Wendy Leanne Martin, and this one is a fantasy comic of mermaids, or mermen, I should say, and, yeah, but it's good. Like, so besides the merman aesthetic, the story follows two guys that one is a prophesized, like, basically he's a beacon, and he's kind of created to be like the fulfiller of prophecies. And the other main character is their prophecy for his like people is that he has to kill the beacon to basically break a curse on his people that's been, you know, harming them for like the past 100 years. And they decide, you know, fuck that. We're going to live for ourselves and just not do all this quest bullshit and go off and, you know, of course have an epic adventure and a little romance. And it's really cute. I like it a lot. Yeah. It was one that I picked up when I finished the first season. And then I recently came back to and started reading again. It's in its third season now, I want to say. And it's ongoing and it's a lot of fun, and it definitely, I would say, pick it up if you like any of what I mentioned.
Nice. Yeah, I tend to check out the stuff you tell me about as much as I can. That's why I'm obsessed with Lore Olympus now.
Yes.
So yeah, really good stuff. All right, awesome. Well, that is it for Liz. We're going to go into comics and I'm going to let her go because she's a very busy person.
Thanks,
thank
Liz.
You for joining us,
thank
Liz.
You.
Bye. And we'll see you later. All right. Well, we're going to jump in. We are going to start off with a little bit of fun categories. Last year, we had Best Dressed at the Hellfire Gala. That one really didn't apply this year. There wasn't as much of a focus on it, so we're not going to really do that one. We also had Best Animal Character, but it wasn't, again, a huge focus on animal characters this year. Mm-hmm. So we got different ones. We're going to start with Best AU version of a character in a world or in a year with so many different AUs. We had, you know, your Spider-Verse came back. We had Gwen-Verse. We had Miles Morales, which we don't talk about. And we had a bunch from DC as well. There were so many alternate versions of characters that we kind of wanted to put an emphasis on this. So we're going to definitely nominate. We're going to each get three AU versions of a character. I went first last time, so hopefully I can go first this time.
All right, cool. So I'll go. I don't want to say like my jokey one because I do take this seriously. It was just having that much fun with this character. But I'm going to go with brained out Batman Nightwing.
Oh, Future State.
Future State Nightwing
slash Batman.
Brained out. Yeah, Batman Nightwing using the same N at the end.
Gotcha.
But that brained out. Him all brained, literally on brain. Just like, Jesus Christ, dude. That shit was so fun, and what a ridiculous version of that character.
Yeah, definitely. I'm starting with DC as well. I'm going with Kid Quick.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, from Future State through Multiversity, just a great character, and has amazing future in the DC universe, I hope.
See, some of these were so hard to consider because, like, well, they're going to be continuity, they're going to be canon, but they really haven't yet. They've only been alluded to since Future State, but yeah, I guess that one's still.
And it's,
still
it, I mean, it's, my thing is like, if they're an AU version,
mm-hmm.
they count. Obviously, you and I talked a bit of before. I didn't pick, say, Spider-Gwen, even though it's my favorite character. By the way, I found my big Funko Pop plushie of Spider-Gwen.
Hell yeah.
So, because, I mean, it wasn't really her biggest year. You know what I mean? Like, and I want to focus on other ones. But yeah, I get what you're saying. So, all right. Your second one.
My second one is Mattea Murdoch from Spider-Punk, the drummer.
Yeah.
She was... When it clicked that the drumsticks were the billy clubs, like, oh, I fucking love that character. Her with the mohawk and all red. Mattea was just such a fucking dope character. And then just like using that, using her name, actually, that she was Hispanic was also a plus for me. But I think she was my favorite character of the Spider-Punk series.
Nice. I almost went Spider-Punk at one
point. Nice.
But instead, I went to Gwenverse and I went Thorgwen. Thorgwen is great.
Ooh.
I love Thorgwen. She's funny. She is the part of Gwen that is like super confident, and I love it. She's just great. She's adorable. She's Gwen, so I love her. I love them all. Nightbird was very close because of her previous association with Heroes Reborn.
Yeah,
but yeah, I had to go with Thorgwen. So, your third pick.
So many left over, but damn it, did she just kill his design so well? I'm gonna go with Demon Days Black Panther.
Wow, okay, that's really cool. I didn't expect you to go that direction. That's really
it's like, I mean, I have other honorable mentions, but at the end, like, even then, like, some came close from that series too. But oh god, like, ever since we first saw like the variant to her Black Panther, I've loved that design, this anthropomorphic version of Black Panther. It had to be called out, especially like that we just had that recent issue. He had like that big Cheshire Cat panel. It was awesome.
Yeah. That's really good. So we will talk honorable mentions in a moment because I have a couple too.
Mm-hmm.
But my final pick is from Avengers Forever, and that's Thor, God of Fists, which is just ridiculous in the best way. It's pretty much the encapsulation of that book is Thor, God of Fists. It's why
nice. I was wondering if like, did you have like a few from that series? Because I'm sure.
I mean, I thought about it, but then I thought none of them come close to that Thor.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I was like, what's that? You know, basically. So other honorable mentions. I stared pretty hard at the variant autos from the Devil's Reign Superior 4.
Oh, right.
Yeah, some of the alternate versions of those. There was a couple in the Spider-Verse crossover that I was staring at, specifically the Felicia Hardy Spider-Man one.
I was thinking about Spider Weaver.
Yeah. Any other elements you got?
Yeah, I have Aquaman Andromeda, or like that version. God, rest in peace, my boy. Croc from Lonely City. Like, I loved him so much. and then, Namor right now from Conquered Shores. Yeah. And then, like, a three-way tie between Iron Man, Spidey, and Black Bolt from Darkhold.
Yeah, those were pretty cool.
Those are really good.
Yeah. All right, awesome. And next up, we're going to have three nominations of each for this one. Best comic book event that happened this year. We're counting comic book events as any big event that crossed over at least two titles.
Okay, cool.
So if it was just like, for instance, last year, Age of Khonshu wouldn't apply because it really only happened in Avengers, even though it was a big thing. So, I will go first as it's my turn, and I am going to pick the most obvious basic answer. You already know what I'm gonna say: Axe Judgment Day.
Oh yeah,
It might be the best event ever, much less this year. So that's the easiest one for me. Who sway your first pick?
Following up for that, like a close follow up to that one, I fucking loved it. Devil's Reign.
That was my next pick. Yeah. really, really good. I really enjoyed that too. After that, I'm going to go DC and I'm going to pick Trial of the Amazons.
Yeah. I'm glad they still stuck by it.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't perfect, but it's the highest ranked DC crossover on my list. I'll tell you that. So yeah. Your second pick.
God, as much as a good, I don't want to say finale, but as long as a good, as much as a good, was like a trilogy as it was, I really love the follow-up. Inferno was great, but 10 Lives, Deaths of Wolvie was just so fucking good. So are we doing it together, or do I need to separate one of them?
No, I'll just put X Live / Deaths of Wolverine.
Yeah, it was so fucking good. Like Benjamin Percy, which I recently just took a step back from Benjamin Percy to really look at him as far as his bibliography, and it's crazy how new into the game he is. And my realization, I'm sure you saw my tweets on it, that DC fucked up not locking this man down. They had him for 50 issues to revive a character, and Marvel's like, yo, swoops. Because I love a handful of his books are my favorites right now, and he's just starting out.
Yep. My last pick. I'm worried I'm stealing your last pick, but I don't really care. The Death of Doctor Strange.
Oh, nice.
It was a lot of fun. It was really random in the characters it touched on, but in a good way, and characters I really love. We got a Bloodstone one shot. You know what I mean? Like it was just really good. And it set up Clea being Sorcerer Supreme, which is always nice. So yeah. Do you have a final one?
I guess at this point I could just say Inferno.
Was it this year?
Was it, or was it not? Or was it just like towards the end of the last year?
I can't remember. I didn't have it on my list.
I thought it was part of your list.
No, I if it did, I mean, I didn't have my list of events, I should say.
Oh, okay.
What books was it? Just the one? I'm trying to remember how it laid out.
It was the Inferno 1-4. Well, I guess it didn't really tie up, but I mean, it was like the event towards like the lead up to it.
I don't think it was this year, though. I don't see it on my list of Marvel. So, do you have any others?
Then I guess not. Honestly, to be honest,
can I recommend one for you that you might have enjoyed?
Yeah, which one?
Banner of War.
Oh, yes, right. I forgot to write down Banner of War. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, Banner of War was dope as fuck.
I figured that'd be your last one. So good. Okay. Awesome. All right. Now we're going to start talking about the LGBTQIA+ Book of the Year. This is a very prestigious award for us because there's a lot of books we love that go into this category.
Mm-hmm.
And this is when we start talking about books that are categories that were around last year. So the winner of this last year was Killer Queens.
Yes.
From David Boer, Claudia Balboni, Harry Saxton, and Lucas Gattoni. So with Killer Queens not being around this year, we're going to have a new winner, new champ. So it is Josue's turn to go first. Damn, I should have timed that out so I got to go first. Josue, your first pick.
My first pick is one that I constantly think about, and I want it to come back. I want it to be more consistent because I do miss it, but I get that she's busy. And I'm going to go with Hey Kate's Will. There's just so much representation in this book, and we've only gotten the three issues, and it's my favorite from Elisa Rabioli, and I want more. I need to see this book through because I really like this book.
You're going to see a pattern here because my first pick is a thing called Truth. Very similar reason. So yeah, just amazing. Josue, your second pick.
Sins of the Black Flamingo.
I knew it.
It was just so flamboyantly gay, and I loved every second of it. And I love that it's coming back. I love that it's not just a one-shot or one arc thing. It'll be coming back, and we are going to be getting more. And everybody's so just gorgeous on this book. So
of course,
I have to.
I'm just going to get it out there because we're both thinking it. Bolero is my second pick.
Yeah.
It's just, I loved it. I emotionally connected to this book unlike pretty much any other book in a while. So yeah, I love it. Too. Yeah, I love it. And it's got to be in at least this category this year. We'll talk about it later, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, no, it was part of my list too. It's like, there's no way it couldn't be.
Yeah. All right. And you're up. Let's wait for your final pick.
My final pick is the Siggy and Steve subtext subplot in Wonder Woman.
Really?
Just those parts. No.
I was like, oh God.
Because I really wanted it to be true. It's just, it's there. It's right fucking there. But no, for real. Wind.
Thank you.
Wind is just perfect. Them, the way they were holding hands, sleeping in this last issue. So everything cute about Wind.
Yeah. My final pick is Destiny New York. It's one of my favorite comics, period. So there's no reason not to. Okay. All right. Next up is the best indie book of the year. So we're going to start getting the publishers. I want to let you all know that we read this year 444 different titles, not issues, titles.
Yes.
And some of them I didn't count, like Devil's Reign. I didn't count every single thing. I just put Devil's Reign.
Mm-hmm.
So Superior Four, Thunderbolts, or Heroes, or Villains for Hire, all those are all separate. So we actually have way more. But just to give you guys an idea, we read 444 different books.
This is why we're called We Have Issues.
Yes. We start with best indie book of the year. Now, we're defining indie as any book that's not published by a publisher that has its own category, which we'll get to in a little bit. So the previous year's winner of this was By the Horns by Marquise Inasso, Jason Murr, and Andre Tevakuru. So for this category alone, because there's so many great publishers out there that we absolutely love, we are going to have an extended nomination for this. Because there's so many amazing indie publishers, we want to make sure we have a lot of representation. We are each getting 5 nominations, so there'll be 10 picks for this one.
No shit. Nice.
And my first pick is To Repeat by the Horns, Dark Earth.
Dope.
I really enjoyed it. It's been a really great ride. Elodie is just amazing, and it's just been really cool. And the creators are really, really great people. I've really enjoyed getting to like speak with Marquise in a little bit. He sends us, you know, promo issues, and I really appreciate that because I don't ask for those. I don't like, honestly, part of me gets uncomfortable asking for those because I feel like I'm like, give me free things, you know? Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm still going to buy your book. You know, I'm really anxious about that. But By the Horns, Dark Earth is my first pick. Josue, your second, or your first.
My first pick is my other book that's tied for favorite of the year. What an impactful book. And that is The High Desert by James Spooner through Harper. And this is a memoir. And holy shit, the similarities, the parallels that this man wrote that I lived through, that just like coming from a small town through like choosing your path through like this punk scene. And it was borderline scary for a second seeing like myself in this book and like reading it through someone else. It was awesome. And I, god damn it, if you haven't seeked it out, really check out The High Desert. It's awesome. If you need a punk scene book, and but it's through a real story, check it out. It's awesome. It's really, really good.
Nice. I'm looking at my list, and actually all these books are solos for me, so I don't have to worry about overriding with you.
Mm.
My second pick is No Holds Barred from Slash Behemoth. I had so much fun with this book, and it was ridiculous. For those who don't know, it's Shakespeare, but in a campy Batman style, and it's everything that implies. And I had such a blast with it. There's so many like literature nerds. I want to recommend it. But yeah, I have to give it a shout out. No Holds Barred. Josue, your second pick.
My second pick is going to go to Nottingham. I've been loving the series.
I thought it'd be on your list.
I've been following the series since it started, and it's really never let up. I never thought I'd be rooting for fucking Sheriff Rottingham of Nottingham. And it's just quite compelling. It's a quite compelling story that I need to see it through, and I hope it comes back for that trilogy, because it's fucking awesome. It's set up a lot of good things.
Nice. My third pick, I'm going back to Behemoth / Cimmerian for this one. Neverender.
Ooh.
It's been so good. There's only one issue left, and I'm really worried because I'm really enjoying it, and I really dig this story. I think it's really cool. I love a big sci-fi epic like this. With some, you know, it's big, but it's also very intimate, and I really appreciate that. So, Neverender. Yeah. Your third pick?
Nice. I'm going to do a little swap here, because just to keep these sci-fis together. Mostly because it just did something right by this character that we knew very, very little of. Horizon Zero Dawn Liberation was just such a good comic where, like, comic book, at least to me, comic book, video game comic book adaptations can, like, vary. This mm-hmm. one just does such a good job. Both of these, the first one and Liberation, does such a good job of capturing the heart of Horizon Zero Dawn and just, like, actually giving you new source material or like, new lore that actually mattered. Like, everything about Ursa, like, yeah, Ursa with, like, the sister, it was awesome. I love that we got that story, that when I go back to play it, I can just probably take a pause, go read that trade, and then come back to Aaron, the fucking brother, and just like, yeah, bro, like, I fucking get you.
Yeah, exactly. All right, my fourth pick is from Ablaze. And I'm picking Laura by Guyam March.
Oh, that's right.
Love that book. I'll nominate anything Guyam March ever makes. It's just, I mean, that's all I got to say. So I love it. Check it out. I have the trade. I don't buy a lot of trades anymore because of how much we spend on comics. But I bought the trade. I love it. So, yeah. Josue, your fourth pick.
My fourth pick. Well, cool. I'll also go back to, was that Ablaze? Damn it, I should have written down. But anyway, I'm going with Animal Castle. Can't remember where that one landed.
I think that was the place, yeah.
Animal Castle was really good. It's like different, like very similar. There's similarities towards like Animal Farm, but holy shit, like what a fucked up regime that they kind of made for, those animals made for themselves. But really good, and I refuse to believe that it was just a one arc. It's just like, it's a very pretty book, so maybe they're just taking their time, because I need to see it more, because that would just be super fucking dark, and there's no way it would end that way.
Yeah. I just double checked. Yes, it is Ablaze. So.
Okay, cool.
My last pick, I do have just the one honorable mention here, is Destiny New York, but my last pick is Elves, also from Ablaze. Mm. With the girl with the dissociative, the DID disorder,
yeah.
Where she has the multiple personalities. And it's just so pretty and pulled really well, and I really enjoy it. And it kind of caught me off guard. It was a real big surprise. One of the biggest surprises of the year for me was that book. So, because I'd heard nothing about it, and then I picked it up because the cover looked great. So, and hopefully your last pick.
My last one was just such a good, weird one, but in a fucking really cool way. He Who Fights With Monsters.
Yes.
When they revive that golem and they put him to work, and then the story you get after that, it was just, I loved it. Such a good little weird one.
You know what's amazing is we ended up with four books from Ablaze in this category.
Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
And we never talk about Ablaze all that much, but every book they hits. Like, yeah. So, yeah, that's really cool. I'm excited about that. So, all right. So that's best indie book of the year. Next up on our show, when we're talking about publishers, the first thing we do is we don't hit with a bang. We hit with a boom. Last year's winner was the most obvious vote ever, The Many Deaths of Layla Starr.
Yes.
Well deserved. But
oh, yeah.
Cannot repeat this year. So it's wide open for someone to take the title. Now, me and Josue have come to an agreement on Boom that two books are going to be nominated, and it's not going to take our chances, because they have to be nominated, and we're not going to play with each other and try to figure out who's going to nominate. We're just going to get them on there. And that's two books that ended this year, and it's two of our favorite books since we started the show. Seven Secrets and Once in Future.
Oh, yeah.
Just they're on the ballot. Like, we're just going to get that out of the way. So with that in mind, it is Josue's turn to go first.
I'm going to go with how I've categorized it, I guess, for myself. One of my favorite world-building arcs in a franchise, that is House of Slaughter, Scarlet, Book 2, Scarlet.
Okay, so House of Slaughter.
Basically. Oh, House of Slaughter, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, it's been really good. I really enjoyed it. So, did you hear about the one-shot that's coming out?
No.
We'll talk about that later.
Nice.
It's a crossover between the two. So.
Ooh, cool.
My first pick is Wind.
Ah, cool.
Yeah, I just want to get that on there before you do. So, Wind, the throne. What was it actually called? Because I keep thinking tits. Like
the throne of the sky.
Yeah, thank you. I was like, yeah. it's so good. Like, it's more wind forever, please. So yeah. Your second pick.
My second pick is gonna go to one of those that's like it's all this time and it's been so worth it. We only find them when they're dead. It's just quite the adventure to just all this time that just has paid off.
It's built really well. My second pick is Magic the Gathering.
Ooh, nice.
The Ravnica arc where they're trying to get back into Ravnica and all, you know, bringing in all the planeswalkers and the big epic battle against Tezzeret is fucking great. It's not everybody's going to love it because not everybody likes Magic, but I loved it. So yeah, easily. Magic the Gathering is my second pick. Let's wait, your final pick.
My final pick is one that was also very much worth it. Basilisk.
Yeah.
Basilisk was really cool. It was like subverted my expectations like every single time.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I'm glad you nominated it is what I'll say. Because it didn't make my cut, but it was on my list. You know what I mean? So, which leaves me free to make my final nomination. Another sleeper book of the year for me regarding the matter of Oswald's body. Yep. What a fucking crazy book. It took me all over the place. And I just had there's not a Boom book I enjoyed reading more than that one. Like, I just was like, yes, let's go. Like, I just kept getting really hyped about it. I love it. And it just blew me away. So, all right, that's it for Boom. Next up, best Aftershock book. Last year's winner was Scout's Honor from David Popoe's Luca Casalinguera, Carlos Mengual, and Matt Mia. So it's my turn to start. And I am going with... So here's the thing. Do I pick something to cut you off and make sure you don't pick it? No, I don't. I'm going to pick Seven Swords.
Ah, so good.
It's been a while, but man, what a book. Like, ended way too soon.
Yeah.
It should have been a 100-issue arc for all I care. So I love that book. So yeah, Seven Swords is my first pick.
Just to follow up that one, because they're just like, they were just so good together. The Heathens.
Yeah.
It was part of my, it was not in the same order, but I'd like bring it up because like those two books paired up together was just so fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm still missing one issue of The Heathens.
Oh, was it issue 4?
I can't remember. I think it was, yeah. I remember that list, so we'll see. All right, my second pick is The Vineyard. The Vineyard. It's so good and weird and sexy and evil, and I love it. It's so good. So yeah, definitely The Vineyard is my second pick, Josue.
My original number one goes up to my boy Rich with The Ocean Will Take Us.
Yeah. So if I had been able to get the issues every week, I think it would have been definitely one of mine because I had so much trouble.
Right.
I still think there's one I don't have. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I just like with that book, I trust the man with horror like fully. Like not that I doubted the last two, but this one just being such a different, like, again, like with like the visuals, like the artist that he chose for this book was just so different from Alex Cormack that it's like it still worked for me.
Yeah. My last pick is a very Aftershock pick because it's a one shot.
Mm-hmm.
Hell is a Squared Circle.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was leaving that for last if you hadn't, but I
knew yeah, yeah. It was so good. Like that was the one. I'm like, do I steal this from Josue, knowing he's probably going to nominate it? And I'm like, nah, I'll save it for last, just in case. So yeah, Hell's Squared Circle, so fucking good. Like I really enjoyed it. My only honorable mention I'll throw out there is By Lines and Blood, which I really enjoyed. It just doesn't quite make the cut, but I know you're not going to mention because you didn't read it. So yeah, I want to throw that there. Your final pick.
My final pick is going to be Bunny Mask 2, the Hollow Inside.
Nice.
I did end up finishing it like on my own time, and it still holds up. It's still delivered towards the ending. I would still like for the series to be like a Monster of the Week type of arc that we follow, because it really did end up that way again, but like not just like to repeat itself. It's just like the way this book should work.
Yeah. Nice. All right. Our next one is Best Dark Horse Book.
Oof.
This was won by Killer Queens, being our only two-time winner last year, by the way. So, but once again, not eligible. So, we'll start with Josue this time.
One of my maybe my third favorite book, or at least like top five books of the year, fucking Daisy. The fact that Daisy came out finished towards in the beginning of the year, but I think about this book so much for like the double twist, and then just like, oh god, what it makes you feel. Like, I love a good book regarding blasphemy, but damn, it was just such a great book that people should that people really kind of slept on, and yeah, people should read more. Fucking Daisy.
Nice. My first pick is painfully obvious. If you know me at all, it's Norse mythology from Neil Gaiman. We got Ragnarok this year, and it was amazing, and I loved it. And the Dave Matt covers and everything about that book was perfect. And if I ever want to teach my kids about Norse mythology, I'll just have them read those comics. Nice. That'd be the best way to teach them. So, your second pick.
My second pick is gonna be The Ward, an ER approach to the supernatural. I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I did, but every issue just kept delivering. Literally towards one of them.
Nice. My second pick, my next two picks are actually newer ones.
Mm-hmm.
They haven't been around too long, but they've impressed me enough that I really enjoy them to nominate them. The Roadie.
Oh yeah,
has been so much fun, and it's one of the three books I'm like, hopefully get this book now. It's just fucking great. I really enjoy it already. And the fact it's going to go into the next year, I'm very excited. Maybe we'll get to see it next year. So, Josue, your final pick.
My final pick is going to go to Jenny 02. Another book that still hold up for being a kaiju mess, or being a person who's a mess that's literally a kaiju in that order. It was another one that was just fun. Didn't take itself too seriously, but it was just dumb comics that I really enjoyed.
Nice. And my final one is going to be another new one. And I know our buddy Mars is going to be very excited to hear me say this. Minor Threats.
Yes.
Yeah. Really, really enjoying this book. And it's the fact it's only a 4-issue mini is really sad. So we'll see. But yeah, exciting. Next up is Best IDW Book. Now, this is interesting because last year, the winner was Star Wars The High Republic Adventures, and they lost the Star Wars license, so there are no Star Wars books now. But we do have a couple cool ones. Josue, do you have any wiggle room with this category?
I honestly just had two solid picks for this one.
Okay, then I'm not going to take the one away I know I want to nominate, because I know you don't have as many IDWs as I do. So I'll start with True Cult.
Mm-hmm.
True Cult is one of my favorite books of the year. It's insane, and it's just it's Rosenberg and Boss plus Kevin Smith in the best ways for both. I love it. It delights me when I read it, is what I'll say. So yeah, let's say your first pick.
My first pick will be to that first obvious one, Canto 3, Lionhearted.
Yeah.
It's just perfect. It's just
I didn't want to steal it from you. Yeah. So. Okay. My second pick is Dungeons & Dragons Mindbreakers. Really good one, centering around the common group that is in a lot of the D&D stories lately, including the giant gerbil with the hunter. And everything. It's really good, and it revolved around illithids and mind flayers. Always good stuff, so... love me some D&D, and that is one of the IPs they still have, so it's really cool to get that. That's what your second pick.
My second pick is going to be Godzilla versus Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Yeah. I read enough. I need to follow it through, but DMA, especially more so now that we just lost JDF, this should just make so much sense. The King of Monsters versus the King of Monsters is practically a dragon versus the Dragon Sword, which is kind of the whole thing was about. It was awesome. It was awesome nonsense. And yeah, it was fun.
Awesome nonsense. Do you have a third?
No.
Okay. I am going to nominate... Technically, it actually qualifies. So I'm going to nominate Star Wars: The High Republic Adventures. There were there were issues that came out this year. So, yeah. So cool. Made a win again. So, and then, so we'll have five for that category. I want to give an honorable mention to Star Trek Lower Decks, which only has one issue out, is the problem.
Oh, okay.
And Canto Tames of an Unnamed World. Don't want two Cantos. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, split the vote. And then D&D Ravenloft, same thing. Don't want two D&D books. So cool. All right. Now it's time, Josue, to open the vault. And I know Josue is excited about this category. It's always fun. We get four each this time.
Oh, God.
So all you get to, you get to go first.
I get to go first. Cool. I mean, like, God, one of their best. They're all the best, but Witchblood. Fucking Witchblood.
That was the first one on my list.
It's just, it's so fun. It's the best. It's got Mannequin Pussy on it twice, even in it. It's, how could I not pick it?
Yeah, it's 100% worth the pick. It's a great pick. It's the pick. Like, I mean, there's other great books, don't get me wrong.
But yeah, yeah.
In this show, we have to mention Witchblood.
So. Oh, for sure.
My first pick is the last book you'll ever read.
Oh, nice.
Love this book. It creeped me out. I normally don't like hyper-violent stuff, but it's so, there was such a creepy edge to it, and I just absolutely adored it. And all the not-safe-for-work covers really helped elevate the book. I really actually really enjoyed that. I thought it made it not just horror, but really sexy, too, and like, yeah, in a really scary way. I really, really liked that book. So last book you'll ever read is my first pick. Josue, your second pick.
Damn. The Rush.
I was wondering if you were going to pick it.
The Rush is just one of those. It's just like, I love that it came out of Vault. It made sense coming out of Vault. I love that. Like the payoff towards like that great, great expected Vault ending type of ending. It's a great book. Not enough people read this one.
Interesting. So it's got kind of a Western theme going here. my next one is Quest Aside.
Ah, nice. It was definitely on my list.
It was unlike anything else we read. It was so fun and funny and goofy. And yeah, I want to rip it off for a D&D campaign. I love it. So, all right, your third pick.
My third pick. I mean, like, yeah, the theme. If you hadn't, then might as well just keep the theme going. West of Sundown.
Yeah, it was on my list too.
This okay. little silly idea that just works. Like the monster universe, but in the Wild West. Have fun. It just, this is, it's unlimited, like unlimited stories there. And it works. And I'm so glad it's back.
Yeah. Which makes my third pick very easy. Barbaric Axe to Grind.
Ooh, cool.
So good. This book is so good. Like, I'm vaguely worried it'll really dominate this category because it's just, it's popping at the right time. So, how's your final pick?
Damn, it's going to be so hard to choose. I'm between all these in the end, but Mindset. Mindset was one of those, was also one of those like important books to come out of Vault. And like, we're towards the end, but holy shit, at least like what we know now has been such a crazy fucking ride that, yeah, it's just one of Vault's best.
Yeah. My final pick. I'm going to throw some honorable mentions out there.
Yeah, same.
We Ride Titans.
Uh-huh.
Radio Apocalypse, if it had kept going.
Had we gotten like four issues, I for sure would have considered Radio Apocalypse.
Blue Flame.
Mm-hmm.
This building is something really great. Fox and Hare is a little new.
See, yeah.
For no reason, yeah. End after end.
Yeah, end after end, yeah, for sure.
And everything else is like one issue, you know what I mean?
I know. Like I would have liked to keep going on the creep factor that for Deadbox, has he ever actually meant anything, or was it a little weird anthology?
Yeah. But my final pick, just because I fall in love with her every time I see her.
Yeah.
Hard Eyes.
Yeah.
It's just so good. It's so creepy, and it's just a very unique hook, and mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a lot of fun to dig into as we continue. So, yeah. All right, now for the biggest of the indies. Image comic books. Once again, Josue and I are going to have two honorary nominations that we don't have to use our picks for. One is Homesick Pilots, one of the books that originally brought us together, like, and mm-hmm. really was just a book that's the perfect confluence of what we are about.
Comics, yeah.
Badass punk imagery, music,
yeah.
spookiness. Like, that's kind of perfect for us. So it was one of our favorites. And the other is
Bolero.
We never stopped talking about Bolero. Like, that's not a surprise to anybody. So, all right. Now we're going to get four picks each in this one as well. So my first pick, it wasn't much of a... it was very much a challenge to pick between two books, but I know Josue enough that I don't think I need to worry about one of them. I don't need to worry about either of these, to be honest.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I had my own solos too.
I'm going to go with 8 Billion Geniuses. As my
okay, first good. Pick. Okay, good.
Like, so I'm going to go with these in the order that I believe they should be nominated. I'm not trying to pick only stuff that I read this, so I should nominate, and it's not going to be like that. I'm just picking what deserves to be nominated. So 8 Billion Geniuses is my first pick.
Right, rightfully deserved. It is such a good book.
There's another painfully obvious one.
There's so many painfully obvious ones. This one sucks. I have such a big list. I'm trying to see if I can do my four. Anyway, okay. Just because we got this like huge bomb drop of implications, what's the furthest place from here?
Ooh.
I've been loving this ride, but after this last issue, to just have this drive to go back, even though it's just like going back eight issues again, but it was just like, was I too stupid to overlook something, or was there something always there? It's just like the fact that I keep having to ask myself this. I love when a book just makes me just like stop dead in my tracks when it does that, or when it makes me ask the book itself, like, can you do that? Like the way Wind went from 2 to 3. Like, I love when books do that. So what's the furthest place from here?
My second pick is a book that really built on me and I really enjoyed quite a bit, and it needs to be nominated, which is Rogues Gallery.
Oh, nice.
I loved that book, and it was a little short for me. I wish it was a little bit longer. I really liked it, and I liked the whole statement on like toxic fandom, and I just thought it was a really important book, but also really, really good. So that has to be my next pick. So Josue, your next pick.
My next pick, it was such a badass book. Ghost Cage by Nick Dragotta. It was just like this nonstop crazy ride of boss fight after boss fight. And it was fucking insane.
Okay. I have a choice here. I'm going to go with Radiant Red.
Oh, for real?
I really enjoyed Radiant Red, and it cemented her as my favorite character in that universe.
Nice.
And I can't wait for... I'm so happy she's back in the story in the normal book. So,
and in such an interesting way, too. Like, we were loving the Matt Murdock storyline for a while like that. So it's like, I'm excited for her future.
Yeah, that's going to be my third pick. Josue, your third pick.
Nice. I didn't even have the Massiverse in my list, but I still have such a big one. For my third pick, it's one that just it brings out the, like, my whimsical love for comics. That's Echolands.
Okay,
Echolands is just I love it. The one where it split the two stories at the same time, where it was paralleling like above and below, it was awesome. That's when I loved the comic.
I'm torn.
Dude, it's getting down, dude. I'm really
worried there is a book that's not going to get nominated that needs to be nominated. But I have another one I have to give a shout out to. A Thing Called Truth.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I hate to force your hand. Because there's a book we're currently reading that only has one issue left.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'll take it up.
Okay, your final pick.
Well, I mean, like, since you swiped 8 Billion Genies, but yes, the last one that rightfully deserves to be nominated. Don't worry, well, I want to go through my honorable mentions, but my final pick is Do a Powerbomb.
Thank fucking God. I was really worried. I was like,
how could it not? Like, this would be like the most sham list ever of any comic book fandom if this book was not at least nominated.
Yeah. My only honorable mention that didn't make the list was Twig.
Twig? Oh, no shit. Image just was such a huge list for me. Two Moons, Department of Truth, Good Asian, fuck, The Silver Fucking Coin, Step by Bloody Step. Right. I fucking loved it. Since you forced my hand, it was going to be Little Monsters. Little Monsters going to be my last one. Yeah. The Closet was also my last one.
Yeah, that's brutal.
Yeah, that was brutal. But I cut The Closet and Department of Truth because it's not fair. But James already won big, so.
All right, now we're going into the DC books of the year.
The big twos.
So let me just quickly grab something here. I forgot to mention the winner of Image last year was Stray Dogs, by the way.
Oh, nice.
And the winner of Vault was The Autumnal, of course.
Oh, fuck yeah.
All right. So best non-Gotham DC. This is a book that technically can repeat. The winner last year was Teen Titans Academy. My first pick. Am I first? No, you're first. Josue, your first pick.
My first pick is one that I'm just really happy that I've been following it for almost 30 issues in. Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has been so fun. There's some questionable, not questionable in the material. It's just like in direction wise that we could just bring in the other tribes and more present into that book. If that's the only one that DC is going to be putting out, but right. It's the only one we have right now. And it's like I said before, the almost nominated Siggy and Steve subplot, subtext, gay storyline.
Yeah. Nice. My first pick, Supergirl Woman of Tomorrow.
Nice.
Which should have been nominated last year, and I didn't nominate it, and it still qualifies for this year, so. just fucking read it. Like, I don't know what to tell you. It's so fucking good. Like, it's the most emotional Supergirl story ever told. So, Josue, your second pick.
My second pick is going to be Superman Space Age. This retelling of the 60s of the DC universe, how it was formed, how Justice League was going, leading up to Crisis. It's insane. And it's like the only way that Michael Allred could deliver. And it's just been one of my favorite surprises of the year.
Nice. Wasn't something I thought of for you, but that makes total sense. My next pick is my other gigantic DC book, The Human Target. Arguably one of the best comics being made right now. I love it. It blows my mind. It's twisty. It's noir. It's just fucking amazing. So, yeah, Human Target has to be my second pick. Josue, your third pick.
Do we get three or four?
Four.
Okay, cool. Then for my third pick, it's going to be Bat Soups, World's Finest. The fact that this man can, like this team, Mark Waid, Dan Mora, Tamer Bonvillain, is just every page by page. Like, and then working during the Silver Age era, it's just everything I'd want in comics right now from back then.
Yeah. My third pick is Dark Knights of Steel.
Ooh, nice.
I'm having so much fun with this alternate reality. I'm just, fantasy is crack for me. You know what I mean? Like, I just will always pick a fantasy one. And it's just told really well. It's really, really great. Really great twists. And I didn't even think about them for some of the best AU characters. I really would have nominated them.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were going to come up. I for sure knew this book was going to come up eventually.
Yeah. Josue, your final pick.
Just because he is such a thorn in my fucking mind, I want him to be a thorn in Keith's side again throughout while this ballot builds. Nice House on the Lake.
I mean, it's just honest. Might I ask you a question about your nominations?
Yeah.
Where's Swamp Thing?
I know. I know. The Swamp Thing was really good. I finished it, and... Man, I know. It, 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 I really considered it, but god damn it, it's just not enough.
Yeah,
like I haven't gotten your last one.
Well, mine, you don't need to worry. You didn't know it's still in this, I promise you. My final pick is The New Champion of Shazam, starring Mary Marvel.
Oh, yeah.
It's only 4 issues, and that's the biggest crime I can think of. So, yeah. Honorable mentions, Teen Titans Academy and Wonder Girl were my two nominations, my two honorary mentions. So
the Swamp Thing, and I now get the pun that was there.
Also, neither of us nominated Wonder Woman Historia.
Historia, and I was gonna bring up Nubia, but then like I hate that Nubia had like 2 split books, so it's kind of like
yeah. All right, well, it's time to go to Gotham. Best DC Gotham based book. Do you just want to get 2 out of the way? I'm gonna nominate Nightwing. Yeah. What's your first pick, Osway?
Well, it's gonna be my personal one, or I don't know what the other one was. Okay. What would you do? Do you have another one?
Pick what you're gonna pick. Picture.
Oh, Arkham City, Order of the World. It's what Bat books should strive to be. It's like all these other fluff that's out there, Fortress. Arkham City, Order of the World is what Bat books should strive to be, and it sucks that we just got the one.
Yeah. I'm not picking the other obvious one because I want to see if you actually pick it. We only get 3 of these, by the way. Poison Ivy.
3, nice, okay. The other one I was... I'll save it for last. Oh, goddamn, but then I'm going to be doing that. He's just insane. He's just insane, and I really hope he stays on it, because I didn't come back for no fucking reason. I came back for the fucking craziness. Chip Zdarsky's Batman.
Okay. If you're not going to do it, I will. Robin.
Okay, yeah, no, that was going to be coming up. Okay.
Okay. Because just compared to Batman versus Robin.
Oh, yeah.
The contrast of the quality is ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, no, totally. I was gonna say Robin last. I just wanted to shout out the Batman.
Honorable mention of Harley Quinn. I had to cut it. Like, I assumed you'd pick Robin. So, like, your final pick.
Just the craziness that didn't matter. Future State Gotham.
God. I mean, I'm excited. It was great. But this is like the idea that that's cut for that. So, okay. And in case anyone was curious, last year this went to Nightwing, in case there was any question. Sure.
Like, this one deserves it.
Yeah. Okay. So now we're going to Marvel. Best Marvel, non-Krakoa. We God get damn. 3 4 nominations apiece.
Okay.
And you get to start.
I get to start.
The winner last year was Moon Knight.
Moon Knight, because Moon Knight fucking dropped my boy Matt, who is my first nomination. Daredevil is going to take the fucking reign again. Because he had his devil's reign, and now he's going to fucking take the throne. He's king right now. He's a married man, and he's going to take the Remy throne again.
My first nomination is Moon Knight. You're up.
Ghost Rider. Benjamin Percy. Like, Benjamin Percy.
Really?
He's just delivered this Ghost Rider. Not that I was apprehensive at first, because, like, you know how much I really wanted to see the Ed Brisson, like, I want to see that storyline, like, play through. And then it got canceled, and then it said, oh, you're getting a new Ghost Rider. And I'm like, great, like, thanks. It's going to be by Benjamin Percy. Well, fuck yeah, you have my attention, and every fucking issue has been so exactly what Ghost Rider should be.
Yeah. My second nomination is Strange Academy.
Yes.
It's just one of our favorite books. I don't know what to tell you. Like, it's great. So, Josue, your third.
Oof. Mostly because, again, it's such a surprise. It's such a fucking sleeper, and one that is, like, I wouldn't think to be one of my favorites, like, 10, 15 years ago, 5 years ago, kind of would have been like a little too played out still. But Carnage, Rombie's Carnage is so fucking good. This like thriller mystery detective chase, it's awesome. It's really good.
Nice. I'm staring at two books.
I'm staring at so many.
I'm going to go with Black Widow.
Ooh, cool.
Canceled this year, unfortunately, but it was the most action-packed comic I've read in a long time, and I love it. So I have to give it a shout, Black Widow. Your final pick.
Damn. It's not fair because like this one just started brewing, but the other one has culminated. Shang-Chi and the Ten Rings.
Mm-hmm. So the new run, not the previous run.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I hate that these books are split. But it's like they're still by Jing Lu and Yang, so it's kind of like how do I count them?
I mean, I'd pick one of the two. Like, so you're picking the one without the family? I see. No, I'm kidding.
Oh no, but damn it! Oh no, well, the other one was like the longer run too. This one is just like kind of like the tournament. So yeah, no, like the last one.
Okay, I'm looking at one thing to see how I feel about the one I want to pick. Because I'm thinking, technically, yeah, it's enough. My final pick is Eternals.
Oh, nice.
That book is insane. And with everything that built up in Axe.
Yes.
And with the Earth, the machine,
mm-hmm.
basically being the person hosting the entire run of that Eternals and the narrating it and everything came made you care about the machine. You know what I mean? Like everything that was done in that series was awesome. The twists. Perfect. It's just so good. So I have to pick Eternals. Probably not the most popular pick right now because some people didn't like the movie because they're dumb, but yeah, I'm going to go with it. So finally, as always, we end our journey in Krakoa. Best Marvel Krakoan book. This is basically all X books, even if it's not based in Krakoa. Like if you want to nominate the Gambit prequel, it's
oh yeah, Krakoa. So Patch.
Mutant is what we're calling it. So, and I get to go first. X-Men Red.
Yep. Oh God, yes.
Josue, you're up.
X-Force.
Oh crap, I didn't expect that. Okay.
It's just like now that we're kind of like focusing on Beast, it's like you finally, but like August has been really going. And again, Benjamin fucking Percy.
For the record, last year X-Factor won, in case anyone's wondering, which isn't around this year, so Knights of X.
Oh, nice.
Yep. Your next pick.
And my next pick.
I'm looking at a list of books that I know you love.
I know, which is like, it's all of them. But I also have to like think about like what impacted.
Remember last year when X-Men didn't get nominated because neither of us wanted to nominate it? I'm not saying nominate X-Men. I'm just saying like there's some obvious ones that I'm worried we're gonna get like this.
New Mutants.
Didn't expect that either. Okay. My final pick. I have three books here. I'm gonna eliminate that one. Fine, I'll do it. Immortal X-Men. It's just been really fun getting to know the group, you know?
Yeah, oh yeah. Like getting in on the council, oh for sure.
And you know what, no. I'm calling an audible. You can nominate that if you want. I'm nominating Legion of X.
Okay.
That was my, and the other one I was torn with, well, we'll talk about in a minute. What's your final pick?
Though it has been good. I'm trying to think of the other one. Yeah, no, I'll go with Immortal X-Men.
Okay, thank God. Okay, because it's been great. Marauders.
Mm-hmm.
But the one I eliminated was Exterminators because there's only two issues. It's the only reason it got eliminated. Same. So.
And I was going to say actually regular, like just normal X-Men, but no, Immortal.
Which has been good, yeah. Fucking hell. That was brutal. Okay, well, the ballot is locked in.
Yes, I don't have to take nerddom seriously for like 3 weeks.
You'll see. Once we start promoting, you'll be like pushing stuff. Like, all right, so that is all the nominations for this. So the way that's going to work on December 1st is when this episode comes out. Hopefully you're hearing it on that date. Check our social media for links to go vote. We'll have extensive social media highlighting each of the books that were nominated, so make sure to check them out there. But yeah, check us out on Twitter is the best way for now until Elon Musk makes it worse somehow. But so you can find me on Twitter at WHI Podcast Keith. You can find our producer Liz from earlier in the episode at WHI Podcast Liz. You can find Josue at Josue Reads Josue. To see the nominations, the best place is our Twitter at WHI Podcast. You can also find it on Hive if you've left Twitter at We Have Issues on Hive. So make sure to check them out there. You have the entire month of December to vote, but do not wait till the last minute because it makes it easier for me if I know who's winning and I can start prepping stuff beforehand. I'd appreciate that. But make sure to check that out on there. Also, check out our other show, Jukebox Vertigo, at Jukebox Vertigo. It also has an end of year Remy's. This is for music. Make sure to check it out on there. Runs the same length of time and everything. But yeah, that is everything for the Remy's this year. Wrapping up episode 100. 100 episodes of me and Josue on our own making a comic podcast, which is great. I know our buddies, Mars and Jen, are having a nice anniversary too. So it was just kind of fun. Those kind of come together. So really cool. But that's it for me. Josue, you want anything you want to add before we go?
It's just awesome. I fucking love just like, there's so much pressure to doing the Remy's, but I fucking love just like rounding up the craziness like that we just put ourselves through like all year long, like reading all these, like enjoying every single book, like narrowing it down, like the cuts. It's just it's fucking fun, dude. Thank you so much for doing this with me.
Of course, man. Anytime. I'm excited. I just love doing this and I love awards ceremonies. Speaking of which, we might have a special episode announcing the winners and we might have some special guests. Nice. You'll find out more about that later on once we work it out. So as it is, thank you so much for joining us, as always. Those are the issues that we had this year. Don't forget to bag, board, and box your new treasures, and we'll see you next week with a new batch of beautiful books. Stay safe and vote in the Remy's.
Video games are a unique medium.
They can tell stories.
Immerse us in strange, fantastic worlds.
Blur the very boundaries of our reality.
But at the end of the day, video games are fun, whatever fun is to you.
I'm Jeff Moonen.
And I am Matt, a.k.a. Stormageddon.
And on Fun and Games, we talk about the history, trends, and community of video games.
It's a celebration of all the games we play and all the fun we find within them.
And there's so many more games out there. So we hope you'll share in that conversation with us.
Fun and Games podcast with Matt and Jeff. Find us on certpov.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And happy gaming.